Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The University of Illinois is maintained and financed by the taxpayers of Illinois to the tune of $700 million a year, and university officials are constantly pleading for increases. This year, the University of Illinois received 23,000 applications for the 7,000 freshman slots available. Fewer than one out of three freshmen are accepted. The university chooses the lucky ones to attend this outstanding university. I was shocked to discover that the University of Illinois seems to favor admitting foreign students rather than Americans. Students from India, Pakistan, China, Korea, and dozens of other countries make up 12% of the student body. The university trustees are currently planning to increase foreign students to 25% of the student body and at the same time reduce the freshman class by 1,000 students. This means that many hundreds of qualified Illinois students will be denied admission to the tax-supported university in their own state in favor of admitting foreigners from all over the world. The university chancellor brags about his policy, saying, "It is our responsibility to all of our students, regardless of where they are from." Sorry, Mr. Chancellor, you've got your priorities backwards. Your first responsibility is to the taxpayers of Illinois. It's okay to admit some foreign students, but it is just plain wrong to admit such a high percentage of foreigners over qualified Illinois students. One bad result of this policy is that the university hires foreigners to teach math and science courses. One of the most frequent complaints I hear on college campuses is that so many math and science instructors do not speak intelligible English. This is a terrible cheat on the students. State universities have the obligation to provide math and science instructors whose native language is English. The way to assure this is to admit more Americans rather than foreigners to get their college degrees in math and science.
At Eagle Forum, we're deeply concerned about the liberal agenda, feminist ideology, and political correctness movement on our college campuses. That's why we're gathering college students in Washington, D.C. on June 8 and 9. For details on the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit that's free to interested students, visit our website at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a funny man who has a funny farm, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view, and I just had breakfast. I ate a big steak off of a smoked paddlefish. And I have with me today, in studio, Jim Kars. He is the founder of Osage Cat Fisheries at Osage Beach, Missouri. Jim, it's been a pleasure knowing you and having breakfast with you this morning.
Thank you for having me. I'm enjoying being here.
You know, Jim, you and I started out, we almost hatched out of the same log. I graduated from the university in 53. You said in 51 you
right.
did.
Mm-hmm.
And we started out in business about the same time. And you've been raising catfish since 1953, and what, you and only one other person in the United States was doing that?
At that time, there was a gentleman in Kansas and I, and we were the only two individuals who had enough, let's say, horse sense or no sense at all to be in the business.
Tell our listeners about the time that you talked to the Conservation Commission people about doing this.
Well, in 1953, I had the catfish idea in mind, and I went up to Columbia, the old KRMU building, and spoke to the chief of fisheries of the Missouri Department of Conservation and told him what I intended to do, the commercial rearing of catfish. And he told me very flatly that, he said, young man, you'll never be successful doing that.
And you know what? He's not around to see how great you've turned out.
Well, I say I've been very, very lucky to have had the support of my wife and my kids and them all being involved in the development
now
evolution.
I visited your... Jeff and I took a field trip one afternoon, and we went down to Osage Beach, and... actually, Jim, you gave me some beautiful koi. They've survived fine. They
great.
They come up and talk to me every evening. But you don't have just catfish. You have like 30 some different varieties of fish.
Well, we do a wide variety of fish depending on the market as we perceive it. The availability of these species, some of them are only on demand. If someone wants us to produce a specific species of fish, then we will try to do it for them, some of which other people have never reproduced.
Okay, give us an example, because I saw fish down there that I'd never heard of before.
Well, basically, you name it, and we'll try and grow it for you.
Okay, but something that you started out with that no one else could produce, and you did.
Well, we're right now we're producing bowfin, which is an ancient fish that is utilized for caviar. Believe it or not, it's a very small black egg, but it's also a cheap type of caviar that usually comes from the bayous and Real Foot Lake and that sort of thing. But the taking of so many of them has reduced the numbers so that they have really cut down on the availability of that source. So we're actually reproducing these for some aquarium people throughout the United States.
I thought one of the interesting stories was those little fish that you... You sell a lot of fish to the chemical companies.
We do indeed. We supply what we call medical animals, or we call them bioassay fish for that are used for bioassay and toxicity studies that enables the chemical companies to acquire the EPA label for their pesticides and herbicides. We supply most of the fish for most all of the chemical companies in the U.S. and also the major companies in Europe.
And you ship these overseas?
Yes, sir. We've learned over the years how to do some of these things, and we do something that maybe someone else in the business is not interested in doing, because it does take a lot of special time and special packaging and that sort of thing, and making the arrangements for the safe arrival of the product at its destination.
Now I saw this. This just came over the wire this morning. I still can't keep from saying over the wire. We don't have wire services anymore, but that, as far as I'm concerned, it gets here that way. Okay. Somehow it ends up on my desk.
Okay.
It's from Yankton, South Dakota. Over the next 2 weeks, the United States Army Corps of Engineers will raise the water level of the Missouri River. Well, I drive right by the Missouri River every day. It's getting high, okay? We haven't had any rain. River's flooding. No rain. River's up, all right? In hopes of coaxing the endangered pallid sturgeon into reproducing. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service calls on the Corps to protect the fish by attempting to replicate the way melting mountain snow made the river rise each spring before the dams were built. Managers must try to save a species. But with imperfect scientific knowledge, failures are likely and costly. Now, they're going to spend $11 million this year trying to get these pallid sturgeons to fall in love. Now, you do this every day, don't you?
Well, we are, of course, not able to work with pallid sturgeon. We'd love to.
But, I thought you had pallid sturgeon.
No, we do not.
Well, what were those things?
Those are hackleback sturgeon that are native to the Missouri River and are quite numerous. They are also on the endangered species list as well. But these are being taken in large numbers for caviar presently from the Missouri River and also the Mississippi and Ohio Rivers.
All right. Now, tell our listeners about those. I thought a sturgeon was a sturgeon. I didn't know.
No, there are several species of sturgeon.
Okay. But you there's a university wants these for their spinal cords, right?
Yes, that's true. They're interested in working with spinal columns, particularly the paddlefish. I think that there may be some biomedical uses available for the product.
Okay, you were at the house the day I was down there. Yep. with the bum Lego, if I remember right.
Bum Lego is right. It's not quite as bum anymore.
He was on one leg when I was down there, but your son showed me these. They were sturgeon. Right. He reached in there and got one. But couldn't you grow pallid sturgeons the same way?
I'm sure we could. My eldest son is an excellent reproductive person as far as the fish are concerned.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. 4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Jim Carrs. He is the owner, operator, and founder of Osage Cat Fisheries. He's been in business since 1953. And Jim, when you started out, you, of course, as we mentioned earlier, you were told, hey, young man, you can't do this. But there's been a lot of people, particularly in government agencies, that have tried to tell you you can't do this. And they use laws and badges on their chest to back it up. What are some of the problems you've had with government?
Well, fortunately, a few years ago, back in the 80s, very early 80s, we, two other gentlemen in the aquaculture field and myself, decided to challenge the conservation department as far as ownership of the fish. And with the help of the Missouri Department of Agriculture and some far-seeing legislatures, we were able to become farmers in every sense of the word, and our fish products are agriculture in nature. So this was a major step forward for us. And in fact, Missouri has probably one of the least restrictive situations for aquaculture and aquaculture growth.
Well, they tried to tell you, first of all, that these fish belong to them, right?
That's correct. That was the original setup. And I said, regardless of whether even one of the senators, I remember in one hearing, one of the senators asked the late chief of fisheries if he had albino channel catfish that were totally different from the coloration and so forth of a natural colored catfish, if those were still property of the state of Missouri. And he said, absolutely. Well, that was the beginning of the end, so that we acquired our freedom from total and complete control by the Conservation Department, and we are like a cattle grower now. We don't have to have a license to do business, and we're able to sell and ship our product and our equipment in whatever form we see.
Now, you remind me of Gerald Shepard. Do you know who Gerald Shepard was? He owns several radio stations here in the state of Missouri, but he has one of the largest buffalo. I guess next to Ted Turner, he had one of the largest buffalo herds in the world. And the Conservation Department tried to tell him that they were their buffalo because, hey, they're wild animals. And he went to court over that thing and won.
I understand. And this is the situation with all forms of wildlife, they have a tendency to say, hey, we control everything. And as far as agricultural, you know, they don't control the turkey growth in this country, do they?
Can you tell? Do you think they can tell a wild turkey from a domestic turkey?
I certainly hope they should be able to tell the difference.
Well, I doubt. I'll bet.
This is basically the same thing we're talking about: a regular colored catfish and an albino catfish. Okay.
Yeah.
White
okay.
White turkeys versus the colored turkeys.
Okay. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Gary Brownfield Show, online at GaryBrownfield.com.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
And we are back with Jim Carrs, Osage Cat Fisheries, Osage Beach, Missouri. And Jim, one of your major operations, now you started out with a channel cat, right?
Yes, of course.
And I guess in Mississippi and Louisiana, they've really taken that and gone with it.
Indeed they have. When we started, there was no one in the southern part of the United States that was producing catfish at all, but they very quickly latched on to the thought that the flat land they have, adequate water and so forth down there, would mix right into their other operations.
And I don't know what they're worth now, but I know here a year or two ago it was kind of like everything else. They'd overproduced. You couldn't hardly get
That's
rid
correct.
Of catfish.
That's correct.
Now, but you're in the paddlefish business as well. And when I was down at your ranch the other day, your sons and people were working with these big paddlefish. And those things weigh, what, 50, 60, 70 pounds, something
yeah,
like
that's
that.
That's correct.
And you were going to strip the eggs out of the females. And I saw here someplace, it's in some of your information, where a female paddlefish can have up to 400,000 eggs in her.
Depending on the size, that's very possible, yes, sir. So one female can produce a lot of offspring, provided all the conditions are right. And, of course, in the wild, there is such a minimal amount of them ever survive, and particularly with the building of the dams and the destruction of some of the water areas where they normally spawn.
But you can take care of that. I mean,
yeah, of course.
How many little baby paddlefish can you get out of one female?
Well, if we do a good job, it's a possibility that one female will produce 100,000 fry that are viable, or maybe as many as 300,000 or 400,000 fry as viable.
Out of one female in one season now?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, so don't worry about the dams. All you've got, if they just buy a few of your fish, you can dump them in up there, and hey, we're right back where we started.
Well, that's
probably in better shape.
Probably in better shape, and that applies to the pallid sturgeon as well.
You know, you were talking, or maybe your son, I can't remember who said what back, it's been way back in the first part of April, so it's been a month since I was down at your place, but you were getting these paddlefish fry, the babies, getting ready to go to China, I believe.
That's right. Actually, we're shipping fertilized eggs, 3 or 4 day old eggs that have high fertility, and they either hatch en route or shortly after they arrive in China or in Taiwan.
And then what do they do with them?
They rear them for food over there. It's a very high-dollar food in China and Taiwan.
Well, it'd be a high-dollar food right here because I just had breakfast.
Well,
and you know, if you would have given me, now, if you would have given it to me, I'd have said, yeah, that's fish. But Jeff's in there. Turn on your mic, Jeff. What did that taste like to you? I mean, if someone would have invited you over to their house for dinner and served that and you'd not known anything about it, what would you thought it was?
Oh, I guess the first reaction would have been ham, some sort of steak.
Yeah, you would never thought it was fish at all, would you?
No, not necessarily.
Now, it was smoked, so that kind of changes the fishy taste.
It's delicious. Hey, Jim, I'm wondering, you say you fish, you send those over there, and they raise them for food. How large do they let them get before they...
They take them up to about a kilo in size.
I'm a Missourian.
2 pounds.
Okay.
But the fish have such a fantastic growth rate. The fertilized eggs that we ship over in April will reach 2 pounds by November and December of this year.
Oh, really?
That's how quickly they grow, how fast they grow.
Well, I heard that they grow a red, or maybe one of you people told me, they grow like an inch a week or something.
That's very easy. 2 inches a week when they get a little start.
Jim?
Fish hatched in our facility and reared in our facility will be 14 to 18 inches by October. They're being fed a commercial feed.
Now, you start to ask.
Well, I was going to ask, if you're sending all of these fertilized eggs over there, why aren't they using those fish to reproduce them from there on their own?
That's a good question. And our first fish were shipped over there in 1989, the eggs. And we thought that this would be about a 10 to 11 year situation where we would be able to supply them with the fertilized eggs until they became self-sufficient. And that has not turned out to be the case. In fact, we're shipping more every year and more every year. And they've reared them for food. They say the Chinese feel that this fish has all kinds of special attributes. If you eat paddlefish, it helps it prevent. These are some statements that they have made to me. Helps prevent cancer. It's antipyretic. It makes the blood flow faster. But one of the neat notes that I had on one of the comments I had over there, how was it stated? It says that it increases intelligence and prevents stupidity. Now, if I could advertise that here in this country...
I was going to say, how much did those steaks cost?
I need a lot of it.
So they never did learn how to reproduce them?
No, they know how. The Chinese have been in the aquaculture business for many centuries, and we've learned from them as well. We've been working very closely with a gentleman with whom we got acquainted with when I was over there in 1987 on a people-to-people tour on aquaculture, and he's been at our place two or three times, he and his wife, a really great retired gentleman, a fisheries professor, and he's learned from us, we've learned from them, and he is now called Mr. Paddlefish in China.
Is that right? Let's take another break. We'll be right back. Like I said, our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday. That's May the 15th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, several big strings of fancy steers and heifers have already been consigned. Here's a pot load of big black steers. They weigh from 8 to 8 1/4. They've had 3 rounds of shots consigned by the Holston Farms. Marvin and Monty Reed will be in with 100 head of Angus calves that have all been white tagged and weaned. Blanket family will be selling 100 head of 5 weights. Gail Merton's consignment of 76 weight Angus calves, also white tagged and weaned. Clifford Brown is selling 60 black and black baldy and limousine crossbreds. David Pfeiffer is offering 55 to 6 weight weaned Angus. Many of these cattle have been weaned and vaccinated. Other consigners include Rainbow Farms, Robert Head, Taylor Farms, Hinkey Farms. Now that's for the special calf and yearling sale coming up this Monday, this coming Monday, May the 15th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Headline news, the much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion, if we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England and the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
What is sustainable development? You may have heard people talking about it in public meetings, on the radio, consultants and university professors lecture on it, and at various levels of government it may even be mandated. But what is it? Now get the pamphlet Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21. It's an easy-to-read 22-page booklet that will explain its origins, theoretical underpinnings, major programs, and the means by which it is implemented. Specifically, it refers to an initiative of the United Nations called the UN Sustainable Development Agenda 21. The most comprehensive statement of a political ideology that is being progressively infused into every level of government in America. Get the pamphlet Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21. Send $3 check, cash, or money order per copy to Agenda 21 Booklet. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's $3 per requested copy to Agenda 21 Booklet. P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says he keeps his girlish figure not by dieting. The trick is not to eat as much as he used to. Derry Brownfield!
And we're back. Jim, talking about this paddlefish operation.
Can I cut in there, Derry?
Please do.
Because so many people don't know what a paddlefish are or is, but when you tell them spoonbill, then they know.
Well, that is a sort of a misleading nomenclature, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
In fact, they have several names,
right,
do they not?
Right. Spoonbill catfish, spoonbill paddlefish. It's not a catfish, and it's not a
catfish at all.
No, not at all. It's a species within itself. In fact, there's only two in the entire family. This one and one in China.
What's the difference? Have you ever tried to interbreed them or anything?
No, the one in China is nearly extinct. Our friend Professor Ha has been on the Yangtze all of his life. He's a few years younger than I am, but he's never seen a live specimen of the Chinese paddlefish. It grows to weigh 1,000 pounds or more, but it eats other fish. So the Chinese are more interested in something that eats at the lower level of the food scale.
Yeah, these things don't even eat, do they?
No, I mean, they just suck in the zooplankton and turn it into flesh. It's sort of, that's one of the reasons they grow so rapidly. They are utilizing a material that can be immediately digested and turned into...
Okay, now, the way I understand it, these paddlefish or spoonbill cats, whatever we want to call them, swim with their mouth open, and they got a mouth as big as their head, really. I mean, they got a big mouth.
They've got a big mouth.
And then the water goes in their mouth and out through their gills, but in the gills somewhere, it's got these little strainers that takes out the plankton.
Am I right? That's exactly right.
And, okay, now, what do you feed them then?
Well, in the early stages, we're feeding them on artificial feed that's made by a number of commercial companies in the United States, and some that we've developed ourselves. The initial feeding procedures of baby paddlefish is very intensive and very confining. We try to feed them every 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, really?
So it's
you can't just put something in the water that this stays in there?
No. No. Hopefully we've developed a method of maintaining a high bloom, zooplankton bloom in the pond. But initially, they are capture-type fish that captures the fish. They have teeth. That's the reason they call them polydontidae. They have teeth that enables the small fish to capture the zooplankton for food.
The little spoonbill have teeth?
That's right. And later, when they reach about 3 or 4 inches, they become a filter feeder. So that's when the filter feeding begins, where the material is strained through their gill filaments.
Can you tell a male paddlefish, because I watched, and this is interesting, people. He has a video that shows, explain your lake plan that where you can put fish out on farmland.
Well, what we do is if you have a lake, 5 acres, we prefer 5 acres or larger, and a smaller lake will work if we have other fish in the general area. But we'll come in, place the fish, arm length fish, into your body of water at the rate of 5 fish per surface acre in this part of the state where the water is highly fertile. They're placed in the lake at no charge. 7 or 8 years later, depending on the age of the fish that we stock, we'll come back and harvest the fish and pay you for the use of the water.
Now, I ask, well, how do you harvest the fish? And you have a video out, darndest thing I ever saw. You drive them just like they were cattle, don't you?
They're very easy to harvest, and that's the reason the poachers have been so successful at the Lake of the Ozarks and other bodies of water in the state before they were pretty well shut down. But we use a gill net that allows all the other fish to go through. The diameter, the mesh of the gill net is such that allows all the other fish to go through the net and captures only the paddlefish.
And you just drive around in a boat?
Actually, we drive around the boat, beat on the side of the boat a little bit with the oar or something, and the fish spook right into the nets, and they're captured.
Now, you pay the farmer or the landowner for the gain in that.
That's right. At the end of the contract, that would be 7 to 8 years, depending on the age, as I said, of the age of the fish that we put in. We pay them on the basis of the price for the females or the males. Of course, the females are much more valuable because that's the source of caviar. The males are less valuable, and if there was some method by which we could determine the sex before they're stocked out, we'd go with all females. Hopefully, sooner or later, that we may be able to produce a higher percentage of females, which will, of course, enhance the value to the landowner as well as ourselves.
Neil, that was my next question. Why can't you sex them?
Well, it's basically impossible.
Do they know the difference?
Do the paddlefish know the difference? Well, I presume they do. We have developed a method at a certain age that we can use a trocar that we have developed. You know, you being a cattle farm, you know what a trocar is.
Right. We let the air out of an old bloated steer.
That's exactly right. We are able to take a sample of the ovaries to see what stage the development is or whether it is a male.
You can just go right in there.
Right. It's a very tiny puncture that's not much larger than it's about the size of a heavy pencil lead, maybe a little larger than that, but to take a sample of the ovaries. And by that, we can determine whether the fish are viable for the taking of the fish for caviar or to re-release it and maybe take it another year.
Interesting.
That's sort of an exciting field, and one I think that there's such an opportunity for Missouri to become actually, you know, this is an overstated fact maybe, but Missouri could become the caviar capital of the United States because we have the water. There are hundreds of thousands of acres of private water that can be utilized for this purpose.
You know, we have an affiliate at Glendive, Montana, and I've been up there and spoke a couple of times. Have you ever been up to Glendive?
They're good friends of ours. In fact, I talked to them last week.
Really?
This week. Yeah, last week.
Okay. Right. Well, explain to our listeners. I've had the Glendive people on the air and talk about how they make their caviar.
Super.
How they get it and all that. But it's been several years ago. They're on, I can't remember the name of the river.
The mouth of the Yellowstone.
Right. There's more than one river right there.
Yeah, this is the Yellowstone. It's the intake on the Yellowstone where they take for irrigation purposes. And they've done a terrific job. They followed the suggestion I suggested to the Conservation Department about 35 years ago that if you're caught in the state of Missouri with some eggs loose in your car during the paddlefish season, you're going to the jail. And I suggested they hire someone to take the paddlefish and do what the Glendive people are doing. They weren't doing it at the time, but to harvest the eggs instead of having the fishermen throw them in the river, utilize them, and give the fishermen a plaque or something and say, hey, I've donated my eggs for the preservation and
because they snag those fish up there in Montana.
That's right.
And then the way I understand it, and this is strictly from memory because I talked to these people, but they have actually a little packing plant that's portable. It's like a SUV or something, and they go around where people are fishing and pick up the fish. They even dress the fish for you just to get the eggs.
That's exactly right.
And then they can them. In fact, we've moved everything around in this office, but I had one of their cans up there for a long time. It says Glendive on it.
Sure.
And shows a picture of the fish.
They've done a terrific job. They made an agreement with the Fish and Game Department of Montana. That half of the money they are able to keep, the Chamber of Commerce of Glendive, half of the money for the marketing and the development of this product, they are able to keep, and half goes to the Fish and Game Department for further development of paddlefish. And this amounts to over $100,000 each for every year.
Yeah, and they were going to throw the things away to start
exactly,
with.
Exactly. It's such a waste. And
what's the matter with these thick skulls we've got in Missouri that run the Conservation Department? Can't they see that?
Well, when I suggested that, you know, the words that they use, I'll give it to you exactly. It smacks of commercialism. That was the words I was given.
But I'll tell you what, they take that 1/8% out of our sales tax every year. Doesn't that smack of commercialism?
It seemed like to me.
Okay, let's go to the telephones. Linda in Kansas City. Hi, Linda, you're on the air.
Thank you, Derry. Jim, congratulations on your success and all that hard work.
Thank you.
Question, Jim. I'm looking at a Missouri Animal Identification Program registration form from the Missouri Department of Agriculture, and it lists fish and shellfish to be tagged.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with it. I've never seen it, but I'm very interested in looking at it.
I tried to explain that to Jim when I was down there to his place here a month ago, and he said, well, I never heard anything about it. And this is a sad thing, ladies and gentlemen. Most people, whether they're in the cattle business, the chicken business, or whatever it is, they haven't heard a thing about it. It's going to be sprung upon them, and we're going to be contacted by somebody wearing a gun and a badge, and they say, hey, you're breaking the law here. And it's what's going to happen. But, Linda, I hear music. Can you stay with me through the commercial break, or was that it?
Yes, I can stay.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
And we have returned. Delinda, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, do you have any other question here for Jim?
Well, I can only implore Jim to get informed. I talked to the Missouri State Veterinarian, the one that's holding the meeting at Nevada, Missouri.
Yeah.
And went over all this with him, and he's totally sold on everything except horses. But
except horses. Hey, they've got it passed in Florida. They have you have to have a passport in Florida to move a horse, and they've got road checks out.
Well, Jim has to find out that every property that his fish are on has to have a registration number, and every time they're moved, they have to be reported 2008, 2009.
Well, anyhow, let's don't get on to animal ID again today, but I appreciate your call, Linda.
Okay.
I'm going to educate Jim. He's going to take a draft plan home.
You bet. I'm going to look into it very, very carefully. When they ever show me how to, I can ID every fish that we raise and ship all over the world, it's going to be a major project.
Well,
and they're
going
to have to beat me down to do it.
That's exactly what they want to do because, hey, you might be shipping some diseases over there, and those Chinese don't want their fish to get sick and die because they bought those old cheap things.
We've already encountered those things, but we have facilities that have enabled us to make sure that we are not shipping any diseased fish.
How do you do that?
Well, we have people that are capable of providing that information at the university level to satisfy both the EU people, who are very, very particular, and also the Asians. And we had an experience last week with we shipped some paddlefish eggs, fertilized eggs, to Poland, and everything went fine, you know, got them there. And some veterinarian over there decided that our whole program was forgery. All the papers that we sent were all forged. And you know what the problem was? The stamps didn't show up exactly the way they should on the veterinarian stamps, the State of Missouri vet and so forth. But the problem was it was written in black ink. It needed to be in blue ink. Where but in,
really?
Where but in Poland, okay? sorry about that. But they finally got, with much effort, the Department of Agriculture, Healthful, and so forth.
I'm surprised it didn't kill the fish. That's well, the first thing they want to do.
That's
you know,
exactly right.
This is changing the subject, too, but the... But the elk are coming down. They do it every winter out of the forest lands. And they mingle with where these ranchers are trying to feed cattle. The elk come down in there and they're bringing brucellosis. And when the elk come down onto a farmer's ranch, if they want to test every cow now every year, and if there's one cow shows up, they want to demolish the entire herd. They want to destroy the entire herd. Why not destroy the elk?
Oh, we can't do that. They're wildlife.
They wouldn't be politically correct, would it? I'd tell you what. You know, there's more ignorance going to... If it's not gone to seed, it's sure in full bloom. Okay, now... I think I hear music. We're getting ready to go into the final segment of this program. We will do that right after these messages. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Why does this once great land of ours seem to enjoy unprecedented prosperity but continues to go deeper and deeper into debt? To answer that question, read the book that tells it all, Down on the Farm, Economic News for Agriculture by Byron Dale. This book reveals a real reason why every dollar in circulation today is just someone else's borrowed money and how we got into this mess in the first place. In just over 100 pages, Byron Dale shows through official U.S. Treasury documents how created money and borrowed money are the same thing, incredible as it may be, but it's all there in Down on the Farm, Economic News for Agriculture. This book should be in every school library, and it should be taught in every classroom, and it should be in the hands of everyone who has ever put their hands on money. To put a copy in your hands, just send $10, check cash or money order to Down on the Farm, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Down on the Farm, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. I'm visiting with G.B. Oliver of Paragon Foundation. Tell our listeners about the Paragon.
We were very fortunate when Mr. Lineberry helped us set up this foundation that he endowed us in a way that we could run the infrastructure. So therefore, we don't have to take any monies that anybody contributes to this foundation and use it for anything other than to help the people down on the ground. One of the things Mr. Lineberry made me promise 31 days before he died, when we sat down and we worked this out, he said, I want you to take this foundation and I want you to help the people that can't help themselves. And I made a commitment to him, and I will die with that commitment. And I can assure you that when you contribute any money to this foundation, it goes to those people on the ground and helping those people on the ground, every dime of it.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
And we're in the home stretch, ladies and gentlemen. Jim, just during the commercial break, told me an interesting story. You had to destroy 25,000 channel cat that were, what, 4-inch fingerlings
three, four
or something,
inches, yeah.
Because of the blue heron.
Well, the blue heron is, let's tell it like it is, Derry. The blue heron is the warm-blooded host for the yellow grub, which most people have seen in bass particularly. But these can be very sudden, serious problems in fish production if you have a heron rookery nearby, which we do at one of our farms. They're the warm-blooded host of the... The blue heron regurgitates or defecates in the pond. It goes. The villagers go into the snail, multiply many times, and then attacks the fish. And in the past, we've been able to use the black carp to control the snail populations. And they say that they're not going to allow us to use these.
They being the Missouri Department of Conservation.
That's correct. And that will have to be done away with in another 2 or 3 years. We've asked the department to allow us to experiment with lake sturgeon to hopefully do the same thing with an indigenous species that can be of benefit to all, and yet they have not agreed to allow us to do this. Hopefully they will change their mind in the future.
See, they just try to be ridiculous, don't they?
Well,
I mean, just like the blue heron. Why can't you shoot a blue heron?
Well, I say we can because we have a federal permit to allow us to do it. Because they are.
But you can't shoot them all.
Of course not. There are so many of them that it would be impossible to do it. But they're a real problem for commercial fish production. And it's not just the fish that they eat. That's a portion of the problem. But it's the problem that they create by the introduction of diseases into the fish.
Yeah, you know, here a few years ago, we had never seen these white egrets,
yeah.
Whatever they
cattle
are.
Egrets, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just came in here in the last, 30, 40 years, mm-hmm. something like that. Yeah. When I was a kid, never saw one.
No.
And we started having a big problem with coccidiosis in our calves down in southern Missouri. And, you know, they'd get these calves cleaned up, and the next thing you know, they'd have coccidiosis again. And they started, they took some of these white egrets, and they were just on fire with coccidiosis. They were spreading it in these cattle herds. Now, I don't know whether I'm sure the Department of Conservation, in all their stupidity, would say, oh, you can't shoot a
white egret.
White egret, yeah.
Cattle egret, or whatever they may be.
Well, I don't know what they are, but hey, people don't realize that this wildlife causes a lot of trouble.
There's no doubt that there are certain areas in which they do create a problem, and ours is just one of many, I presume.
What we have 1 minute left. What are you going to do? What's your final move in this thing? What do you want? What do you see for the next 10 years in the fish business?
Oh gosh, I hope I'm around for another 5 or 6 years to really see the fruition of the paddlefish program that we've developed. 2 or 3 years from now, we'll literally have hundreds of thousands of pounds of paddlefish flesh available, and many pounds of caviar. And this is all going to be, we hope, to be nothing but provide additional income for pond lake owners and for the people of the state of Missouri.
And you know, you're down there at the Lake of the Ozarks, which is a big recreational area. Had you ever thought about having a retail store there where you could sell this product?
We have thought about it, but we haven't got into this aspect yet, but eventually we may.
It looks like you'd be in an ideal situation there to do just that.
Well, there's no doubt that we have an ample opportunity to market all of the caviar that we can produce. In fact, the Japanese have asked us to provide. They're interested in shipping the flesh, the what we call the bullets, which is the head off, tail off, and gutted directly to Japan, large quantities.
And
they said they would buy all we
could produce. I'm sure it's easy to do. I mean, people know how to do it, but we're out of time. Can you believe that?
It's been a delightful hour.
Well, the fastest hour of the day, Jim. It's been a pleasure. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.